Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to launch an incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering from the almost seven-month-long war. Netanyahu's comments came hours before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel to advance the truce talks that appear to be one of the most serious rounds of negotiations since the war began between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The number of Russian soldiers killed in combat since the beginning of the full-scale invasion of Ukraine remains a secret the Kremlin goes to great lengths to hide. However, open-source research has recently yielded figures that show Moscow's losses have been heavy. Elizabeth Chernoff narrates this report.
Public information derived from obituaries in the local media give independent sources like the opposition media outlet Mediazona precious tidbits of information. Those added up to a figure of 50,000 Russian soldiers killed in action during these 2 years of war. Their investigation was based on open-source intelligence with the hope of shedding light on facts the Kremlin has kept hidden, at least among the sources it can control. Some observers believe the figures this research has yielded are much lower than the real ones. For Ricardo Marquina, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
Georgian police on Tuesday deployed tear gas and water cannons against thousands of protesters who rallied for a third week against a controversial foreign influence bill. The Black Sea Caucasus nation has been gripped by mass anti-government protests since April 9th after the ruling Georgian Dream Party reintroduced plans to pass a law which Brussels has denounced as undermining Tbilisi's EU aspirations. This is VOA News. Large numbers of New York City police officers have begun entering the Columbia University as dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters remained on the campus. Demonstrators had occupied a building hours earlier on Tuesday after setting up an encampment earlier in the month. Students had defiantly set up tents again after police on April 18th cleared an encampment at the university and arrested more than 100 people. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday moved to make the use of marijuana a less serious federal crime in what would be a major shift that could shake up cannabis policy nationwide. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Two sources confirmed to Reuters that the Justice Department, which oversees the Drug Enforcement Administration, recommended that cannabis be classified as a so-called Schedule III drug, with a moderate to low potential for physical and psychological dependence. Currently, marijuana is classified as a Schedule I, which is reserved for drugs with high potential for abuse, such as heroin and LSD. Penalties for use of Schedule III drugs are less severe under federal law. That class of drug includes ketamine and Tylenol with codeine. Reclassifying marijuana represents a first step toward narrowing the wide gap between state and federal cannabis laws, as the drug is legal in some form in nearly 40 states.
Reuters correspondent David Freddie Joyner. People in Sudan have been resorting to extreme measures as a hunger crisis spreads amid a year-old war, and aid agencies warn of the risk of famine. Here's Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
As starvation set in amid Sudan's year-long civil war, Lina Mohammed Hassan's family resorted to extreme measures to survive.
The children were collecting tree leaves and eating them. They took mango leaves and ate them.
The Famine Early Warning Systems Network, a global authority on food insecurity, reported in March that areas of Khartoum are at risk of famine. And it's not just the capital. With the conflict between the army and the RSF showing no sign of abating, hunger and starvation is spreading across the country. At some refugee camps in North Darfur, residents, medics and aid workers say people have resorted to eating soil and leaves.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Britain has sent its first asylum seeker to Rwanda under a voluntary scheme, the Sun newspaper reported on Tuesday, saying the unnamed migrant was flown out of the country on Monday. The voluntary scheme is separate to a forced deportation program Britain is about to embark on in the next few months, seeking to deter asylum seekers from crossing the English Channel in small boats to live in Britain. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.